Congratulations for a turnaround. And please be seated.
My God would turn it around. I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around. I know my God will turn it around. I have seen my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I see my God turn it around. I know.
God will turn it around.
I have seen
my God turn it around. There are so many, many, many times in my life that I have seen my God turn it around.
I know.
Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. I want to speak very, very quickly. It's a sharp charge on the value of camping with the Lord. It's literally the value of camping with, in bracket, waiting on the Lord. Camping with, or in bracket, waiting on the Lord. Our objective is to understand what it pays to camp with or wait on the Lord. Isaiah chapter 40 and in verse 31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. They that wait on the Lord. We have said many times that who you hang with determines what hangs on you. That association determines assimilation. Who you hang with determines what hangs on you. Association determines assimilation. Those who tarry with God, those who camp with God, those who come to spend time with God, as we have come to do within these next few days, what do they gain? Number one, waiting on the Lord is key to supernatural strength. Strength is key to supernatural strength. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. It's key to spiritual strength. You gain strength, you become stronger spiritually. When you hang around God, you are no longer permitted to be a victim of weakness. We used to sing in those days, we have come to thee, O Lord. We have come to thee, O Lord. We have come, the Father. We have come to renew strength. We have come unto your Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to
unto the Father. We have come to renew strength.
We have come
unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Father. We have come to renew strength.
Again, we have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come
unto the Father. We have come to renew strength.
We have come unto the Lord. We have come unto the Lord. We have come to the Father. We have come to renew strength. We have come unto the Lord. One level of spiritual strength to another. The things we just saw now, the things you heard, just passes you from one level of audacity, one level of strength, one level of energy, one level of confidence to another. Waiting on the Lord is key to supernatural strength. Number two, waiting on the Lord is key to divine health. Divine health. 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 It is like coming to the mechanic workshop. You came to be serviced. We came for the changing of engine oil. Oil that is stale. We came for the servicing of the carburetor. We came for the servicing of the Kickstarter. We came probably for the changing of the top cylinder gasket so that the engine does not knock. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 34 and in verse 7, after Moses had stayed with God for a long time, the Bible said Moses was 120 years old when he died. His eye was not dim, nor his natural force abated. His eye could not be dim. He tarried too long with God. His system was washed, was cleaned out. I thank God for the healing and deliverance segment of the Destiny Recovery Convention, because whether you are a member, a worker, a pastor, victim of diabetes, hypertension, the things in your body that distract your service, we come, we wait, we camp on him, and we are cleaned. We are cleaned out. We are serviced. Things are flushed out. High cholesterol is flushed out of the system. Hepatitis, HIV, cleaned out of the system. And I announce today, something shall be cleaned out of somebody's system. Number three, waiting on the Lord is key to divine direction. When you camp around God, you are connected to direction. Maybe you are the point in ministry or in life where you have done what you know to do. You don't know what next to do to move to your next level. In Acts chapter 13 verse 1 to 2, as the disciples waited on the Lord, they ministered to the Lord and prayed. The Holy Ghost said, "Separate me Barnabas and Saul for the work whereunto I have called." Direction. Clarity. This is what to do. This is how to move. Number four, waiting on the Lord is key to the deposit of glory. The Lord deposits his glory when we hang around him. When you step out of his presence, people begin to behold the different dimension of glory.
You have operated somehow before, but they see a different glory.
That was what happened to Moses. Exodus 34 and in verse 29. Bible said, and it came to pass, when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tables of testimony in Moses' hand, when he came down from the mount, that Moses wished not that the skin of his face shone while he talked with them. Moses had camped with God for almost 40 days until something left God and stained his face. That was a glory, another dimension of glory. I believe somebody is living there here with such dimension in Jesus' name. Number 5, waiting on the Lord is key to vision clarification. Vision is clarified. Now, direction is telling you about steps to take. Vision is telling you what God wants you to do, your purpose. Vision clarification. Moses knew that he was to deliver Israel from Egypt. But that vision was lost in his life for 40 years until he went to the backside of the desert in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 3, went to the mountain of the Lord, to the mountain of God. Then he had an encounter that brought his vision back, that clarified his vision. Lord, am I fulfilling the right vision? Am I pursuing the right pursuit? Am I doing the thing you want me to do with my life? All that gets clarified when we camp with the Lord. Camping with the Lord or waiting on the Lord is key to vision clarification. Number 6, waiting on the Lord is key to restoration. Whatever you lost in life can be regained. Moses lost vision. He lost purpose. In fact, he almost lost himself. He lost himself in the wilderness. He lost himself for 40 years until he came to hang around God. Then he found himself. Exodus 3, verse 1 to 10. He found himself. He found himself. I don't know who is here today. Maybe you have lost yourself. Whatever you are doing, you just lost yourself. You can't find yourself. Who am I? Where am I? In the presence of the Lord, you can find yourself. Number 6. Is that 6? I'm going to number 7 now. Waiting on the Lord is key to cleansing. When we camp around Him, we are washed. As we journey through life, dust settles. John chapter 13, verse 5 to verse 6. Now, after that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was gathered. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And he said, if I wash thee not, you have no part in me. Jesus said, what I do now you don't know, but you will know hereafter. As we journey through life, through ministry, dust settles. And the need arises for cleansing. Even the settling of the dust can dampen our sensitivity. You know how smoke settles on the glass of a lantern and it is no longer bright and sharp. Even dust settling in some mechanical parts of some equipment can temper with their functionality. Am I communicating? So we come for cleansing. By the time the week is over, you will feel as if you have had a bath.
Your life was irrigated.
Waiting on the Lord is key to cleansing. And Numbers 8, waiting on the Lord is key to honor. When you come around God, He places some of His honor on you. Just places some of His honor on you. When people see you, they respect you higher than before. You're wondering what happened. He that waited on his master will be honored. Proverbs 27:18. He that keepeth the fig tree, whoso keepeth the fig tree shall eat the fruit thereof. So he that comes around his master shall be honored. People may try to kill themselves that they honor some people too much. It's not their fault. The only way you can stop them from being honored is stop them from camping with God. But if you can't stop a man from waiting on God, from camping around God, your criticism can't stop the honor. You can't do anything about it. Waiting on the Lord is key to honor. Camping with God. If God can tell Moses to take some of his honor and put on Joshua, how much more will God give you his own if you wait on him directly? Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Two keys when you come to wait on the Lord that you must hold. Number one is the key of desperation and determination. You must be desperate and you must be determined to receive something. The key of desperation, the key of determination. Isaiah chapter 63 verse 1, Psalm 63 verse 1 to 2. And number 2, the key of definition. Definition. You are definite in what you are expecting from God. You are not here generally. You are here for a definite purpose. Psalm 27 and in verse 4. One thing have I desired. One, not two, not three. The key of desperation and determination. And second is definition of desire. What are you definitely trusting God for? One thing have I desired. Not two, not three, not four. And if you are here desiring that one thing today, it is yours in the name of Jesus. Is there any believer here? Shout the Lord and say amen. I prophesy to someone here this afternoon, whether you are seated here or watching online, supernatural strength is coming your way now. In the name that is above every name, every trace of weakness is arrested. Every trace of ill health is arrested. I prophesy divine direction. Any area where you need direction, it is released for you right now. I prophesy the deposit of glory. May you shift to another level of glory today. Everyone a victim of confusion, I decree the clarification of your vision. I prophesy restoration for everyone who has lost anything in your life. I prophesy cleansing and I decree honor, honor, honor,
Honor. 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 If you are receiving this, stand up, up your feet and shout the loudest amen. And the grace to be desperate, the grace to be determined, and the grace to be definite is released upon you. Lift your two hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father, I come before you today in desperation and clear definition of purpose.
Of purpose.
To wait on you,
to wait on you
in this season of convention. To connect with the strength of the Lord.
With
supernatural strength.
To connect
with divine help. To cleanse me completely of every affliction, of every disease, in the name of Jesus. I come to connect with divine direction, in the name of Jesus.
I come
to receive the stamp,
the
deposit
of your glory,
in the name of Jesus.
I come
to clarify
my vision,
in the name of Jesus.
I come
to experience
total
restoration,
in the name of Jesus.
I come
for cleansing,
in the name of Jesus.
And I come
to connect
with honor,
oh Lord,
in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, lift your hands high. Everywhere you are today, if you didn't come up, come out for the first altar call, and you know you need to do it now, quickly step forward here. If you didn't come out for the first altar call, because you must clarify and hand over. Beloved, the devil does not care what is happening for as long as he ensures that nobody is aware. What we are seeing here, publish it virally. Virally. Also, the conference that is on, you who came from out of town, tell your friends that are in town who are not aware. I flew all the way from America. I flew all the way from the UK for this program. You are in town. Are you coming? And vice versa. And those of us who are here also, inform somebody. By 5:30 p.m. tonight, we kickstart the official opening session. We're doing 5:30 for the sake of those closing from work and being able to be here. And ensure that you are here on time. And let us experience the power of God. Lift up your two hands everywhere and receive the stamp and the seal of His glory right now. Lift your hands high. We give you the praise. Stretch your two hands in front of you. I pray upon your hands today. I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In Jesus' name. Go on ahead and pick up your offering, tithes and pledges. 1 minute, take your seat. So we'll do it well.
And you were sent Jehovah. Upon the whole, something Jehovah has said. And you were sent Jehovah. Upon the something Jehovah has said. And you were sent Jehovah. Upon
the. Lift up the offerings, Father, multiply the harvest of every giver. The hands lifted never drop to beg. In Jesus' name. Amen. Celebrate just leave out the offense. Let's go.
And you were sent Jehovah. Upon the old. And you were sent
Jehovah. Upon the
old. And you were sent Jehovah.
Lift up your hands right now. You have given the offerings. Oh, I see the envelope still lifted here. Can ushers, please do it fast. If you have given your offerings, can you stand up on your feet now? Ask God for one thing. Ask Him to make a deposit or something in your life to change your story. To give you a turnaround, something. Just lift your hands and say, Father, I am available for a change of story in the name of Jesus. Do something new in my life today in Jesus' name. Open your mouth and speak to God right now. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and speak to God. Pray.
Do something new in my life.
Everywhere, if you're a newcomer, attending member, step forward and receive your visitation. When I say in the name of Jesus, you scream, I receive, place your hand on yourself and just bless in tongues. That is, I won't come here and wait on the Lord in vain. I will not be here in vain. Father, let it be. Let it be. Let your visitation happen to someone here today. Receive His grace. Receiving His mercy, receive His touch.
In the name of Jesus!
Heard and answered us in Jesus' name. The Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name.